This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. So many of us had record snowfall. It is 2020, so why not? However, that means we may not have finished putting away those chemicals. While I'm not big on using them, there are still those partially used pesticides, herbicides, and fertilizers that need to be stored safely. First thing, which is just common sense, leave those chemicals in their original containers. If their labels have started to come off, make sure you know what's in them. Use a Sharpie and write it on the container. By the way, it's actually illegal to transfer those chemicals into anything else. If you can't remember what the chemical was, then dispose of it properly. Now, find an area away from heat, freezing temperatures, and sunlight. Preferably up off the floor about 4 feet, too. That's for curious toddlers and pet protection. Take a quick inventory of what chemicals you have. Then you won't be rushing out next spring and buy something you already have. If you've got chemicals in dispensers, it's best to use them up according to directions. Then rinse out your sprayers and allow them to drip dry. For liquids, you don't want them to freeze. They'll lose their punch. Granulars don't want to get wet. They'll lose their punch. If you've got an attached garage and the room to store them, it's probably the best spot. By the way, a few words of wisdom for transporting your chemicals from store to home. Keep them in separate bags in the trunk. Those plastic bags that don't ever break down are the best things to keep those chemicals in. I have more information on my website, gardenbite.com. And get those hoses stored too. And make sure you shut off the water at that hose site. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.